Do you know the answer to this question?
How many Clear Channel radio stations are there in the United States?
Now, if you know the right answer to that question,
you can win big money on Clear Channel, honest to goodness.
And it's a half hour early that we are this evening with our Clear Channel version of Honest to Goodness. We're looking forward to it. I'm Handy Randy Merriman here with the WCCO Doe. Chuckles Dick Chapman is back from deer huntingville, and he's ready to telephone. He'll prove tonight how he is known as the fastest dial in the West. And there is Abner ringing in and ringing out.
That's not Abner ringing in. He's shaking his head to clear the cobwebs.
That is. Abner is he is the engineer on our Clear Channel broadcast. And if you had to fly with a navigator like we have, you could understand the trouble you'd be in. Well, let's say, first of all, that question you asked, how many Clear Channel radio stations are there in the United States? Actually, of the 4,300-some radio stations, there are 24.
Two dozen, huh?
Exactly, of which WCCO is one, and a powerful one. And so while you're placing this first call, I would just say that, again, we explain, folks sometimes wonder, you know, if we boost our power or if we use some kind of a network arrangement or a change of our antennas out at Coon Rapids, Minnesota. The answer to all of these questions is no. WCCO Radio is right here at 830, that's a 50,000-watt clear channel radio station right on your dial, one of the 24. And it's one of the 24 of 4,300 radio stations in the country. Now, WCCO Radio's power reaches out like this every night in the year. It's a big clear channel signal stretching, and it's heard from coast to coast and border to border. So when you're traveling on your vacation or on business, we'd like you to tune 830 on your car or your portable radio, and presto, there's where the news and the fun from home will be found. But on our Clear Channel broadcast of Honest to Goodness, we now select invited calls. We've invited folks to join us for this night, and we're going to call. We'll suspend our regular questions, in which we accumulate the money, $8.30 on each question when it's unanswered, by asking questions pertaining to our own area of CCO land, and we'll make calls all around the United States. As Dick is now placing our very first call, sometimes it takes a little longer to connect on some of these, as you can understand, because rather than just to dial them, we sometimes have to connect with one operator and then maybe go to an international operator. Now we're already in trouble on the first call.
I tried to dial one and nothing happened. I wanted to just quickly double check with the operator to make sure it could be dialed direct.
And it can.
She seems to think so.
All right. Well, we could say that this first call we're placing now is about 325 miles north.